This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenback tumble.
It smells like bliss in the studio. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. And Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to talk about buying a used car. What do you need to know? And we've got our expert, Pam Oakes, is with us. Welcome, Pam Oakes.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Hey, you're certainly welcome, Pam. Now, Pam, you own an auto repair shop, multiple bays in Fort Myers, Florida. You have been doing this for many, many years. It's a family business, and you're a very well-respected entrepreneur in the auto service business. You're an author. You've written some books, and I've got one right in my hands. It's called Car Care for the Clueless, Successful Used Car Buying 101. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Pam, the last time I bought a new car was in 1974. That was the last time. And it was a piece of junk.
What was it?
Well, when I tell you, you're probably going to smile and you're going to say, you're right, it was. It was a Lotus Europa.
Wow.
Is that a piece of junk or what?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I remember going into, you know, the foreign auto parts store, and, you know, they only made, probably a couple hundred of these at the most. And this car, when it was in a parking lot, I could always find it because I'd look for where it looked like there were no cars. There were no car in that one slot, and that's where it was because it was, the roof of this car was as high as the door handles on all the American cars. So it looked like there was no car in that spot. And I remember going through toll booths, and this thing was so low, I had to throw tokens up into the coin basket. The window, the door was so short that the window would only go two-thirds of the way down because there wasn't enough room for the glass to go inside the door because the door wasn't tall enough to fit the whole glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And, you know, you didn't drive that car, you wore it. It was so tiny. But it was like a Formula race car with a body. And it was Colin Anthony Bruce Chapman was the guy who designed the car. And when I went to the auto store, they'd say, okay, what do you need that part for? And I go, well, how about a Spitfire? Or how about an MG? And because depending on what I needed, the front end was from a Triumph Spitfire, the engine was from a Ford Cortina, the alternator was Delco, the wiring was Lucas, the transaxle was from a Renault. I mean, this thing was a backyard special, and I literally was able to keep it for about 33,000 miles. Three engine repairs later, and I'm talking about complete overhauls. Take the engine out, rebore it, pistons, rings, the whole thing. What I found out was this particular car at the factory that built the engine, they put the rod bearings in upside down. And there are these holes in the upper half of the rod bearing that allows the oil to squirt on the cylinder walls to lubricate, you know, the rings and the pistons. Well, they put the bearings in upside down and covered up those squirt holes. So I would use about a quart of oil every, I don't know, a couple hundred miles. And then ultimately the engine seized up. And when Lotus got it, they go, okay, we'll rebuild it. And they put the bearings in exactly the same way. And they failed. So finally I had to rebuild it. And that's how I found out the rod bearings weren't upside down. But what a piece of junk. I mean, when they built this car, someone must have had a can of soda, put it on this flat surface on the rear quarter panel, and it left a ring of sugar, you know, or sweat from the can. And then they primed it and painted it. And then the paint bubbled off in this ring where somebody obviously was working on this car in the factory. I mean, it was just a piece of junk. But anyway, I miss it. I miss it because it was a... I mean, I used to have to call in to work. I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and I call and I say, listen, I'm having trouble getting there. What's wrong? Well, my throttle cable broke. I mean, this is like a go-kart, you know? I mean, those kind of things happen on a go-kart. They don't happen on a roadworthy automobile. But anyway, that was the last new car that I had owned. And every other one has been so much better than that. You know, they say when you buy an English car, the first thing you do... Have you heard that? The first thing you do when you buy an English car, what you do? You oil the hood hinges because you're going to be opening it a lot.
I was going to say you buy a second car.
Well, that's absolutely true. I pull into a gas station. They go, hey, wow, that's a really cool car. How do you like it? And I go, well, I'd really like it to run. But anyway, that's the story of the Lotus Europa. So, Pam, I have been buying used cars ever since that one, because I get a better value. I let someone else take the depreciation before I get it. And so let's talk about buying a used car, because I think for me, it's absolutely the way to go. Do you think it's the way to go for many people or not?
Oh, yes. You're a very intelligent man in more than one way, in many, many ways. You definitely let somebody else get the hit of that, the depreciation. Because remember, mm-hmm. the next morning after you buy it, it's a used car.
It is a used car, right?
But the whole key is what you buy. And, you know, while everybody would love to have a rust-me red Corvette, if you have a family of four, it's not going to work. So you're going to have to find out what is going to fit your lifestyle the best. And people like to go in the used car lots, and they'd like to do that impulse buy. That's the worst thing you can do, because 6 months later, if you don't like it, you're not going to maintain it. And when you don't maintain it, it's going to end up like that Lotus. Because things are going to break down because you're not doing the proper maintenance when, you know, required and things like that. And it's going to be in the garage that much after a period of time with neglect.
Pam, you use the word arrest me red. Now, that, you know, that's absolutely true, because I had been stopped more times with that car, and I couldn't understand it. And at one time, I got pulled over by a town cop. And I'm thinking, what's going on? This is crazy. So I get out of my car, and he goes, can I sit in your car? I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. If you're any bigger than I am, you're not going to be able to get in there. We'll never get you out.
Yeah, they didn't have that much room in there. That's for sure.
No, and if you had a big foot, you could hit the gas, the brake, and the clutch all with the same foot. So it was definitely Arrest Me Red. And I know this for sure because my driving habits hadn't changed. I finally said, that's it. I can't drive this anymore. And I got another car. I bought a used Porsche 914 in white. That's it. It all stopped. It all stopped right then and there. I didn't get pulled over anymore. No one cared about that ugly Porsche. It was just that Arrest Me Red Lotus. So, Pam, if I want to buy a car, let's take you through the steps. Do we figure out what kind of car is best for us? Maybe exactly. Not what we want, but what's best for us?
Exactly. Like I said, everybody has their dream car, but that might not be feasible at this time. So you got to choose what's going to be best for you and what you use the car for. You know, for an example, if you tow a boat or a trailer or whatever, you're going to be looking more for a quad cab pickup truck, you know, instead of a four-door sedan. You don't want to do that to it. You have, for an example, you need a minivan. You have to haul kids around to soccer or to softball or baseball. That may suit you best. And once you figure out what model, if it's a crossover, it's an SUV, a truck, or a sedan, then you need to choose a few things. And they may sound silly, but they're not, because we want you, the whole goal of this, we want you to go out in that driveway or the garage and say, you know, I'm glad I bought that car. I like that car or that truck. And a lot of it has to do with the color, even, if you like a certain color. And, you know, you like a certain body style. This has a lot to do. And it'll all go back, like I said, is to maintenance. Because if you like it, you're going to do your oil changes when you're supposed to. You hear a little rattle, you're going to get it addressed right away. Because if you don't like it, you're going to forget about that oil change. You're going to hear that rattle and you're going to say, oh, I hate this car. And here we go again, you know. And you're not going to get it repaired. It's going to domino into something really serious. And that's where it all affects your wallet. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to do that. So getting back to choosing the car, I recommend choose five vehicles that are appealing to you, that you like to look at. Because remember, you're going to look at this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you choose those cars. And then we want you to take them on a test drive. And I'm not talking about a test drive as in going to the dealership and driving it around. I want you to rent this car and for a weekend, take it grocery shopping, take it on an hour trip, see how it fits you and your family's needs.
Pam Oakes is with us, and she's got her shop in Fort Myers, Florida, Pam's Motor City. Her book, Car Care for the Clueless, Buying a Used Car. We're going to be back in just a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay John.
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pam Oakes is with us, and she's the author of Car Care for the Clueless. And the book we're talking about is Successful Used Car Buying 101. Pam, you're talking about color of cars, and we have a rule in this family. Well, it used to be a rule until I violated it. And I said to the boys, you know, you can get any, when you're buying a vehicle, you know, we all talk about it, the whole family talks about it, has to be good value, has to be crash worthy. And it can be any color you want as long as it's white. And the reason I said that was because, you know, in the heat of the summer, a black car is absolutely brutal. And you can't see black cars as well on the road as you can white. You know, I'm talking about red cars don't show up at night. They show up as kind of a gray. Dark, you know, earth tone colors kind of blend in with the surroundings. You know, I live in the middle of nowhere, so that's what I'm talking about. And so white, I believe, white cars are in fewer accidents. I believe that, you know, the bright yellows are in fewer accidents, and the lime green that nobody wants also are in fewer accidents. And insurance studies have proven that. So white was the color that, you know, that I told the family that you can get any color you want as long as it's white. I violated that rule, and the boys are never going to let me forget it. I bought a black used car only because I really, really liked this particular car, and it was a good value, and it's roadworthy and crashworthy and all that. So that's, and it's all-wheel drive, and that's why I bought it. But so let's talk about car color. And you're right, it really is important, and you have to like what you bought, or you just flat out won't maintain it. It'll just be an eyesore, and you just kind of neglect it. You're absolutely correct.
Yes. It's a lot of psychology involved in, you know, choosing a car, new or used. But, yeah, it's kind of a little Henry Ford thing going on there with you.
Yes. Any car, you can have any color you want, but as long as it's black. I think that was
his thing.
But do you agree with that, my thoughts on white?
White's very popular. It does stay a little cooler inside. And, mm-hmm. you know, they've even proved with automotive paint colors that the fire trucks, the bright yellow fire trucks, you'll see those once in a while in some of the communities.
Right.
Those are involved in less accidents than the red mm-hmm. one.
Right.
Yeah, those mm-hmm. bright colors. But, yeah, you have to choose a color that you like. Because we want you to keep this clean. Because remember, people are driving, you're driving an investment. You're not just driving a car. Because this is going to be your trade-in for a newer used vehicle or a new car. So you want to keep this thing looking really, really sharp. And again, by doing so, you need to wash it and keep it maintained. But, you know, you're going to choose your car and... After doing this little test drive thing I was talking about, you know, see how you like it on a trip. I'll give you a quick example why you need to do this, especially going on a trip. I was taking a car to another city. I promised somebody I'd do them a favor. And I could not wait to get out of that vehicle. And it was a very popular one out in the road today. And they have a great service record. But the way that seat... It was just killing me right behind the knees there, and I could not wait to get out of there. And other people, you know, I asked them, I said, doesn't this bother you? Oh, no, I fit just fine in it. So, see, even though your friend may love the car and drives great, it may not fit you literally as well. So that's mm-hmm. another important reason why I take these on a test drive. The other thing that you need to consider is how much is this newer used car or new car going to cost you in insurance. You need to find that out. Because, you know, just a certain accessory level may bump your insurance up, or because of its safety rating, that may bump your insurance up or down. So that's important as well, because you're going to those who are going to be making payments on this vehicle, you want to find out what your overall cost is going to be per month on that car or truck. So insurance is another big factor that you need to find out before you purchase how much it's going to cost you out of pocket.
Pam, you're absolutely right. And when we buy vehicles, one of the things that we do before we agree to the purchase is we call our insurance agent and we say, here is the VIN, here is the car that we're considering buying, what will it cost to insure this vehicle compared to, you know, the vehicles we are already insuring. And you're absolutely right, because that affects the total.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Pam, I'm looking at some of these green LEDs in the studio, and they're kind of a sick color green, and it reminds me of a car my dad used to have. I believe it was a 1975 BMW. And it was this experimental green color. There were very, very few of these things built. And the reason was, if you were willing to drive this thing with this color green.
I kind of vaguely remember that color, Zane. I'm not a big green fan either.
No. And we've never had a green car other than this one. And it is a sick green. It's about appealing as a yield sign yellow. But this green BMW got a 10% insurance discount because they were experimenting with color and frequency of accidents. And they felt that this thing stood out so much because it wasn't pleasant.
No, it wasn't.
and so, you know, when I think of these colors, I think of highlighter pink, you know, highlighter yellow, and it's that kind of a color, but it really stood out. But I can tell you that car was never in an accident. My dad bought it used. And nobody ran into it. However, he did have an earth tone color car that he bought from a family member, and it was a color of just light colored tan, and he was stopped at a stop sign. A guy just ran right into him, didn't even see him. So I really think there is something to color, and that's why I brought us back to color. So I think we should consider color very, very carefully when we buy the car, for all the reasons that were mentioned. And living with it for multiple years. What's next on the list when we select a used car?
Before we go into the dealership, have your financing completed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even insurance companies now will finance vehicles, and at extremely reasonable rates. You'd be surprised. You know, when you go into that dealership to purchase that used or new car, they're going to get a piece of the pie. They're going to get a commission off of that. And like the numbers game that they play for the price of the vehicle, they're going to play that numbers game with the interest rate. So you need to have all your ducks in a row before going in there. So you're prepared. You know,
what I try to do, Pam, is I try to make sure that I have enough money to buy the car and pay cash for it. I have never financed one. Now, so let me ask you this. If you go in, I don't buy things I can't afford. That's probably why I have a lot of used stuff.
And
I don't have any. Even all the equipment in the studio is all old and used stuff. I don't even have new monitors. All the monitors I get them from either from the internet or I buy them used. But everything I have is used, including the phone system. The reason I do that is to let someone else take that depreciation hit. But when I go to buy a car, I will have the cash ready. Do you get a better price when you don't have to finance or when you do finance? What actually is the best way to get the lowest purchase price on the car?
Cash or credit, the best way to get the lowest purchase price is purchasing the vehicle the last day of the month.
The last day of the month. Okay, it's kind of like tickets. Kind of like the police and tickets. Okay.
Yes. The last day of the month. That's when you're going to get the best deal. And it's not so much the money they bring in, but they're going off of units sold. And there's 2 days in particular in the year that you're going to get a really, really good deal. The first is the end of the month of the new model year, which would be September 30th. And, of course, New Year's Eve, you're going to get a great deal as well because they want to sell that last car for the end of the year.
Okay.
But, yes, last day of the month. That's when you're going to be able to negotiate the best deal.
Okay. Now, is that for new and used cars?
New and used.
Okay. And that makes a lot of sense to me. I thought that the best time to buy a used car would be maybe toward the end of February, sometime in March, when it's been freezing cold. All the Christmas money has been spent months before. Everybody is broke. The bills have come in for the credit cards. Nobody's kicking the tires on, you know, used car lots. And I'm the only guy there. And I'm the only guy that's been there for a week. And I thought that that might be a good strategy also. Does that make sense or not?
That made sense until up to a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Because now, how they're financing cars, believe it or not, through the dealerships, is they're taking your pay stub and they're calculating, pre-calculating your tax return. Oh, yes, you heard me right. And they are actually basing that loan upon your tax return and how much money you can put down and how much you're going to commit to put down.
Wow.
Scary stuff, yes. And
it is scary stuff.
And people are doing this, and they don't need to be doing this.
And I know that I was shopping for insurance. I wanted to dump my insurance company. And I can't seem to get an insurance quote without giving my Social Security number because they want to do a credit history. They want to check my credit to price automobile insurance, homeowner insurance. I can't believe it. And I'm thinking, I don't even have a job. I mean, it's not like I miss paying my bills. It's not like that at all. I'm trying to think, what does that have to do? What does my credit history have to do with my my insurance quote? And they say, well, they you know, if you have a poor credit history or a poor credit rating, your insurance costs are higher. And I thought, you know, how about the fact that I have never had an accident and I don't get tickets? What about that? Is that work? Well, they really are interested in my credit history.
Mm-hmm. It's scary. I know.
I don't like it. So what else do we look for when we go to buy a car? How about, you know, when I go, I'll take the boys with me or I'll, and Mrs. Finelli, or if she wants to go. And we all look at the car. We all drive the car. We all listen. We all look at it. And we follow that car. What I try to do is I try to have one of the boys drive it while I follow it to see if it tracks well, if it goes down the street straight rather than, you know, like a dog with the rear tires, you know, just slightly off the center axis. I want to make sure that that doesn't happen because that would indicate that the car might have been in a crash. I think the boys' hearing is newer than mine. I mean, their ears are, you know, haven't been used as many years, so they have probably better hearing than I do. They can probably recognize sounds a little, you know, better because they're younger, and their eyes are a little sharper. So I have them look with me and see if they can find things that I can't find. We look at the seats. We look at, you know, getting in and out would be a general indication of, does that jive with the miles on the odometer? And we look at the brake pedals and the gas pedals, see if there's excessive wear. So if the vehicle has 50,000 miles on it, why would the brake pedal be so worn? You know, those kinds of things. We look at how carefully the person filled the car with gasoline. So did they take the nozzle and slam it into the side of the car and ricochet off the side of the car before they go into the fuel? the fuel.
Yes, we've all seen that, haven't we? Yes.
Yeah. And I think if someone's that careless, well, they're probably about that careless with the maintenance of the vehicle, too, because I typically buy them from, you know, from the owner rather than through a dealer. I mean, that's typically what I do. So, and by the way, do dealers know? Do dealers really know when you go to see that guy and he or that gal and she comes out to help you with the selling you that car on the lot? Do they really know the history of that car? You know, was this well taken care of? I mean, what are they going to say? Do they really know? Or do they say, you know, I don't know, or it just came out of the auction?
Unless it's a mom and pop, hands-on, and they don't have that many vehicles on their lot, they're not going to know. There's just too many cars that go in and out of there
mm-hmm.
to know everybody's history. And that's mm-hmm. very wise how you're checking over, you know, you're looking for accidents and things like that, because a lot of people will go online and they'll use those websites that will tell if the vehicle's been in an accident or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have now changed their verbiage to say, only if it's reported we can tell you if it's been in an accident or not. And I can tell you four cars out there right now on the road that if you pulled the VIN up on one of those sites, still show everything's fine, but we know otherwise. We know that it's not, that those cars have been in an accident, but it was not reported because the owner paid for the repair and it didn't go through the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my neighbor bought a new truck, new to him, and he bought it from a small mom-and-pop used car lot. And he was really proud of this vehicle, and it looked absolutely magnificent. But it was a truck. It was a quad cab type truck, Chevy. And it had those blacked out young person type taillights, you know, that would be, that were replacement. And it had dual exhausts on it with glass pack type mufflers. And this guy's in his 70s, and from 20 feet away, this vehicle looked magnificent. It really did. And so we brought it over to the farm, and we were looking at it. And I thought, something just doesn't make sense here. A young person had this. Why would a young person sell this? Maybe he couldn't afford it, but he certainly jazzed it up with, you know, with the accoutrements that a young person would like. So I looked under the hood, and I saw a K&N air filter. And I thought, This doesn't add up. And then I saw this had to be in an accident. There's no way that a young person would sell this. And young people, I don't know any 18-year-olds who haven't had an accident yet, except our son. I mean, our sons. Other than that, they all seem to have been involved in a crash, whether it's a male or a female. Bottom line is, I looked at the fender, and it said made in Taiwan. You know, the right left quarter panel, made in Taiwan. That was a new experience for me. It was stamped that they were very proud of this piece of sheet metal being made in Taiwan. I had not seen that before.
Wow.
When we come back, can you talk about imported parts on American cars? Imported parts? Yeah. Pam Oakes, things to look at when you're buying a used car. Boy, there's a lot to look at. We haven't even talked about the engine yet, or the transmission, or the rear end, or the steering, or the suspension, or the body. We'll be right back. Pam Oakes, Pam's Motor City, Fort Myers, Florida.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds. During...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Every time I turn the corner, that electronic gas price board is changing. Pam Oakes. That's what it says at USAPrepares.com, page one, center column, top post. So if you want to learn more about Pam Oakes, if you want to find her books, you can go to USAPrepares.com and page one, you can click on that, or you can go to where the instructors tab is at USAPrepares.com. Click on that, you'll find Pam Oakes, and you'll be able to connect with her website, or you can go to CarCareForTheClueless.com. And Pam, we're talking about our neighbor who had this, you know, nice, new-to-him truck. They just loved it. And it was owned by a young person. And I showed him the quarter panel in the front under the hood where it said, made in Taiwan. And it was proudly stamped. It was prominently stamped. Is this something that's more and more common?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, we keep on sending things overseas to be made for our vehicles. It doesn't matter, foreign and domestic. You know, for an example, I'll give you a quick one. Aston Martin, this past year alone, they recalled 75% of the vehicles made from 2007 to 2014 because of DuPont counterfeit plastic that was, was part of the accelerator, and the piece of plastic was snapping. And the vehicles would roll to a stop and idle. And, you know, it's all about profit. It's all about, you know, keeping those stockholders happy.
Yeah, I went
at
to
our
Sears.
Expense.
Yes, I went to Sears. I went to return a timing light that I bought. I bought the very best one many, many, many years ago. And I used it once, and I had it for about 14 months. I brought it back, and they said, it's out of warranty. And I said, yeah, I know. I know, but I've only used it once. It's in the original box. It looks like just like the one you've got there on the shelf. It not a scratch on it. And they said it's out of warranty. And I said, but it doesn't work. And they said, well, they'd let me have 10% off the next one. I said, why would I buy another one? I mean, really, there's $100 for the first one. Why would I buy another one if it lasted 14 months and only used it once? And so finally, I talked to the store manager, and he said, you don't understand. The Sears that you used to work at when you were a teenager is not the Sears of today. That satisfaction guaranteed your money back, that's not over the door anymore. By the way, we don't work for you. We work for the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he admitted that to me. He said, we work for the shareholders. So anything that we can do, you know, to make more money for them, that's what we're interested in. Forget the customer. So you're absolutely right. Pam, I was in waiting in the waiting room while we're having a four-wheel alignment done at a shop in Lebanon, Missouri, for our son's car. So we were helping him and he didn't have time to get it lined, so we brought it. And there was a lady there who had just bought a brand new car. She was probably, this was her very first car. I think she was probably in her late 20s, early 30s. And it was this bright red, flashy looking car. And I looked at it and I thought, this isn't right. The hubcaps are mismatched. There's road rash under the front end. And so all she wanted was an inspection so she could get tags for it. Well, you know, the service manager came out, and he kind of shook his head, and he kind of looked kind of down, and he was kind of bummed out, and he said, I've got some bad news for you. This car that you bought, well, the disc rotors are worn past the limits, so you need four disc rotors. You need four sets of pads, and the rack and pinion is kind of weak, and it's floppy and sloppy, and you need a couple tires, and you're looking at over $2,000. And she probably only paid $2,000 for the vehicle. She was so bummed out. She just got it, like that day. She just got it that day. And, you know, this mom-and-pop dealer said, hey, everything's cool. This is fine. This is great. It's, you know, it's a wonderful vehicle. You're going to love it. And she's just facing an astronomical bill. Here's the question. I can check vehicles myself. And I have a lift, and I can put them on a lift. And, I do that so that I minimize my maximum regret. I don't want to get stuck. Well, not everybody can do that. Not everybody has a lift. So how do you find that person that you trust that can evaluate that car before you buy it? We only got a few seconds.
Go to an independent person who's not selling the car and have a check bumper to bumper before you buy it.
What about ASC certified technicians?
Always ASC Blue Seal Shop or technician, yes.
Okay. Pam Oakes, it's delightful having you on the broadcast, helping us with the thoughts about buying a used car. Thanks so much for writing your book, Pam Oakes, Car Care for the Clueless.com. Pam, I'm looking forward to meeting you. Hopefully you'll be able to make it to the Get Prepared Expo and teach a class on automotive endeavors.
We're certainly going to try our best, definitely.
Hey, thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.